Welcome to Everdog! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby to.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, sir.
The Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Yes, sir.
In the back, Mitt and Jay.
Hi, Tone.
How we doing, boys?
Good, man.
I'm doing good, Tone. How you doing?
Good thank
hat
you.
Today, Mitt.
Good hat, Mitt. Is that the city hat?
This is a White Sox hat, no clue.
It's got pizza on the back?
Yeah, it's got deep dish pizza on the back. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think that's like the city hats is what they're calling
them. Let's go, Mitt.
Pirates one's got bridges on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
How's your weekend?
Hey, hell of a weekend, my friend. Hell of a weekend.
You had a great betting weekend.
Yeah, Friday, 5-2, and then Saturday, 4-1-2. And then Sunday, 5-1 in baseball. And then I took U.S. double chance in the 90. So went to extra time. Yeah. We're good there. And then USA to lift the cup at plus money was Mexico shouldn't have beat Canada. They come out hot in the first half. If you can weather the storm, you get them in the set. I mean, it was beautiful, dude.
Beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. It was actually a very fun game to watch, too.
It was absolute chaos. Like, there was 40 chances, and I know lots of people don't like footy. I get it. But I had to reply to a couple last night who tried to say that game stunk because it was fucking electric.
The fucking Raider Stadium looks beautiful.
I could not believe that there was...
It's always like that.
Really?
Especially if it's like on the West Coast.
Yeah.
The Mexico fans, they show up.
So they said it was 20... Was it 20 yards or 20 feet shorter width-wise? I forget what they said.
So a but football you could field tell. Is 53 and a third.
So they said they had to roll the field out.
Yeah, it's just... So it's similar to the Arizona Cardinals stadium where... It's grass.
Yeah.
And then they roll it out during the day so it gets sunlight, blah, 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 and stuff like that. And then when the games are being played, they fucking roll that thing back in.
But you could tell. I mean, I could tell that field was smaller because there was so many breaks. Like, U.S. had so many chances on the counterattack, dude. If they could have put one of those away early, it would have been. But, I mean, their goalie played well, too. It was awesome game.
That was great. Baseball was great. Another. A lot of moves. That Rizzo's on fire. Chris Bryant hit a home run. Javi hit a home run. Poor Cubs fans.
We're into a part of the season now, though, where you're going to have to start laying minus a half.
I know.
Because these teams are, I mean, you're looking at teams. You look at the Marlins. The game I got burned on yesterday, same. I blindly bet the Yankees.
So did I.
Because they didn't have a starter.
Well, and Montgomery's been good.
Yeah, half an hour before the game, Marlins roll out Alcantara and he has 10 strikeouts. I thought it was going to be some bum.
I was in the car just driving around and fucking I heard on the radio that Sandy was going and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I was, but I mean, I'm blindly probably on the Mets tonight too, waiting for a Marlins starter.
Before I forget about this, there's a Twitter account that I follow. It's called @thesharpplays.
Yep.
I use it for horse racing. He's really good at horse racing. But he also follows like the market and trends and stuff like that. And he tweeted out a known better just wagered $1,500 on Alison Dos Santos to win the 400-meter hurdles. That's plus 708. So
plus 700?
Yeah. So I just wanted to throw that information out there.
Jesus.
Mitt, you're our Olympic expert. How do you feel about the 400 meters, Alison Dos Santos?
You know what, Tony? It is
funny. Sorry, 400 meter hurdles.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. I have a bet on that exact event.
Oh, he's down to 500.
Damn.
Are you the big better, Mitt?
No, I'm not, actually. I was just betting on the USA guy because I just want the USA to win.
Fuck it. I mean, I'm going to play it just for fun.
Yeah, I don't know, Tony. I kind of stink at Olympic betting. I figured
out. Oh, I'm the worst.
Olympics are, I don't think anybody has done well on the Olympics.
Finally, there's something that I found that I don't enjoy betting on. It was the Olympics.
I barely touched it. I mean, I got that Brazil future to win the men's, and that's about it.
The Brazil future we both have. I also have the Japan future to win baseball.
Yeah, they came through today.
They did.
I mean,
The
guy was throwing fucking chalk, Tony.
I mean,
you want to talk about sticky stuff? What about the guy fucking throwing a rosin ball every time?
It looked like he was LeBron before the game with every single pitch.
It's fucking electric.
Every single pitch.
And poor Scoot McGuff.
I mean, he got hosed on a call. It should have been a strike that really just set up that inning. I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Yeah, baseball stinks, and we're talking about the Olympics. Guess what is tonight at 12:40? Well, tomorrow morning at 12:40 a.m., Tony.
What?
USA basketball is playing again, and they're only minus 12. Let's go.
Against Spain, right?
Yeah, I'm taking a minus 12, and I'm parlaying it with Ryan Krauser. He broke the internet in his Olympic trials with his shot put, breaking the record.
Oh, yeah, he's that guy.
Oh, yeah, he's winning gold for sure. This is my for sure lock Olympic parlay, USA minus 12 tonight. And Ryan Krauser.
What are the odds? What are you getting odds on that?
Ryan Krauser was minus 430.
Together, what are they?
It's plus 133.
Okay.
Yeah, good one.
I mean, it's a good US one. After you did that, it's probably not going to cover, but...
It's a good one.
No. I'm back in the basketball world. Let's go.
They were fucking down in the first quarter to whoever the other morning, but they came back and covered easily. The U.S. women's soccer team did let us down.
Yeah, well.
Strong Canadian squad.
Strong Canadian squad.
Young, up and coming. It strong was their time. It
Canadian
was their
time. Canadian squad. Let's see. I don't think we have. Yeah. What do you want to get into? A little baseball? A little boost? What are you feeling early?
See another UFC boost hit on the weekend.
Did it!
Never fails, huh?
Did it!
Never fails.
What are we, completely undefeated now?
I don't see a loss in our future either, Tony.
The way they we are never going to lose one of these UFC
money.
Boosts.
They're just printing money.
There's an MLB odds boost tonight. Yankees, Blue Jays, and Brewers all to win.
Tell you what. Don't hate that.
So the Yankees have, where's it at? They have Andrew Haney versus Jorge Lopez. Haney hasn't been, he's all right. Jorge Lopez has not been good. Blue Jays have.
They got Robbie Ray. He's going right now, though. Oh, that game so already that started.
Is it postponed? Because it's not popping up on.
Wasn't that a three? What was that?
307 start. Yeah, it's already gone. But for some reason, the odds boost is still up.
It's the Jays winning.
Are the Jays? Are the Jays winning right now?
I do like. I do like the Brewers.
It's 0-0 top third.
Yeah, hop on. I do like the Brewers.
Plus 230.
Yeah, that's good value. I mean, if the Yanks, the way the Yanks are going, they should eat off Jorge Lopez. Yeah, yeah. And I like the the Brewers to beat the Buccos tonight with Lauer going.
Jay, will you give the guest a call, please? Esteemed guest, friend of the show, Tyler McGill to record 3+ strikeouts in his first 2 innings pitched versus Miami. I'll say this. We don't know who's going for the Marlins yet, right?
No.
I am blindly betting McGill.
I'm with you, Tony. I can't.
Have you seen how good he's been?
He's been lights out, dude. Absolutely lights out.
All right. So his last, let's see here, however many starts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 starts. He's gone 5+ in all of them, and he's given up 1-0-0-1-1. It's pretty good.
I just hate betting on the Mets.
I do too. They'll fuck you every time.
Yeah.
But we're blindly taking them tonight.
Yeah, I'm on the Mets for sure.
What did I... Because I took it earlier this morning. What did you get it at?
Let's see here.
I got it... Oh, so I took first half result.
Oh, okay.
Plus 100.
Plus a hunt.
Yeah.
I think it was minus 140, first five, money line.
It must have been too high when I took it. That's why I took first half result plus 100. Or first five might not have been available yet for me because we didn't know who was going for the Marlins.
I mean, the Marlins are just fucking Mickey Mouse. They did this yesterday. I mean, White Sox didn't have a starter yesterday, but that's because it was Sunday and La Russa was probably still passed out from Saturday night. So, I mean... That's an excuse for the White Sox, but the Marlins every night are just waiting to roll out a pitcher till like an hour before game time.
In that boost, I'm not taking the Yankees just because it's minus 270. Not going to do it. Are you doing anything with the Yankees?
No.
And then Blue Jays were huge favorites. And then the Brewers, minus 225.
Yeah, I'm going to lay minus a half with the Brewers first five.
With Lauer.
Yeah.
Okay. Joining us now, friend of the show. Text me this weekend because he said, hey, man, you guys want to talk? Absolutely. At Sportsbook Consig, at SportsBK Consig on Twitter, at The Cash Consideration Show is the podcast. You can find him all day long, all night long on Sports Grid. Our good friend, Dave Sharapan, SportsBK Consigliere.
Oh, the Brew Crew against the Buccos?
Are you kidding me?
Come on!
Hammer down, boys, come on.
Are you kidding me? Again, you're going against the Buccos?
Listen, I came on last time. It wound was fresh after England lost in the footy.
Yeah. No, still so, is. Still hurts.
No reason to
still
bring hurts. That up.
Yeah, I mean, so I had to come. You know, I mean, Tone, you know, it's not personal. It's just business. The Brewers beat the Pirates. I mean, let's be honest. Everybody's beating the Pirates right now. But Brewers beat the Pirates pretty much every time they play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, had to go to the – I mean, that's a sweet lid. No, I mean, that MB is just – that's classic.
It's a classic.
No. I mean, hey, I'm not saying it's not a sweet lid. But, you know, turning your back on your hometown team, I mean, what are we doing?
You're wearing a shirt that says sell the team. I don't want to sell the team. I'm still a pirate guy.
But that's going to benefit the team. That's not hurting the team.
All right, bro.
How'd you feel about the deadline? Did you follow anything? What are you doing? You doing any baseball anymore? What are we doing?
Wow. That deadline was incredible.
Yes.
I mean, that may have been the best trade deadline in at least a decade. Guys moving all over. Speculation about trades happening and then not happening. Mm-hmm. You know, in the risk groups, I mean, it was always a fun day for me because you were trying to anticipate what the lines were going to be going forward for divisions, for pennants, for World Series. And everybody kind of tells you who's in, who's out. And it's almost like a new season, right? Like, look at the board today, fellas. My goodness. I mean, like, how do you come up with plays today and really feel good about, like, you know, taking a dog? I mean, there's a lot of – I used to call this one chopping wood day. You're chopping a lot of wood laying these favors today. I know.
That's what Gumpy was talking about earlier. Like, for first five, we're going to start half to lay in the half because there's a lot of teams you cannot – you can't – there's a lot of dogs you can't fucking lay down with. These days.
And we're never going to get a decent number on Scherzer again for the rest of the season.
Maybe never again, Gump.
Fuck.
Ever. If he stays, does a guy look happier than him in the dugout? He's over there just smiling, looking at everybody like, man, this is pretty good.
It was like when Granke got traded from the D-backs. You knew you were never going to get those lines again. Did you see what the Cubs asked for Chris Bryant and Kimbrel from the Rays?
I did not. Was it over the top?
Tyler Glasnow and prospects.
Whoa, they wanted Glasnow.
Wow.
What did they end up taking? Like, what did the Yankees give for Rizzo? Nothing?
No, I don't think that, a lot of
bag of balls and some bats, it sounds like. They gave a lot of the prospects to the Rangers for Gallo. Imagine you get two lefties in that lineup and Rizzo's the second one you get. So, you know, like, hey man, we gave everybody we gave the Rangers some other guys. You want to make the trade or not? And, I mean, it's torched earth in Wrigley. They just said, that's it. We're done. Baez gone. Bryant gone. Rizzo gone. Everybody hits a bomb in their debut. How about that? Bet the yes on the home run prop. Unbelievable.
It's awesome. Hey, I know what I wanted to ask you about. You work in the window, making lines. Evander Kane ever coming in bet on a game with you? Or?
Man, I plead the fifth. Are you asking me this? You know a lot of people be watching this stuff. I mean, come on. All I'm saying is people come to Vegas to not be noticed, right?
Correct.
Like, there's a lot of people in the book. And, I mean, let's be honest, I'm a hockey guy. You guys are hockey guys.
Sure.
You might know them, but a lot of people wouldn't know them.
Correct.
And there's just ways to do it. It's such a touchy situation.
I know.
And I feel bad for all the parties involved. I mean, I'm a dad. I'm a father.
Yeah.
It's just, there's a lot of stuff going on, bro. I don't even want to go near that thing. But, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, people come to Vegas.
No, but if they, I mean, you got to, you know, Gump, you know, you got to have a bad guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. You know, but it, what's funny is, like, a lot of guys that may be, like, famous and stuff. I mean, one time a very, very famous writer who we all know came to my window.
R.L. Stine.
And, no, it wasn't him. But he came up, made some plays, and they were just a dime a game. And, you know, another guy came up. I guess there was some writer's thing in town, and he bet $10 a game. Uh-huh. And they were giving each other shit, like, you know, unit shaming. Man, there ain't no unit shaming. Everybody's bankroll is relative. That $10 may be equal to somebody's dime or 10 dimes or bag. So it's all relative. With how much they bet doesn't really matter. At least, you know, I mean, you're willing to put your opinion on the line with money, you got to respect it.
We're not fans of unit shaming around here. I mean, when people send us in their winners, you know, we tweet them out. Sometimes they get unit shamed. We don't like that. We're not fans of that.
Nah, it's weak. It's a tired thing. I've been doing it. I've taken bets for $5. I've taken bets for $1 million and everything in between. And, I mean, people ask me, how do you do that? I go, well, you just count the money and put it in a drawer. That's it. I mean, it's pretty simple. So as long as the bag is kind of nice. You always got to – the stylish bags always, mm-hmm. they leave a memory. A little more different than the amount of money.
Hey, you guys, have you started diving into any NFL, any college football, anything like that so far yet?
Oh, man. There is so much going on. Like, you know, obviously the Wentz news today is enormous, right?
Yeah.
And this affects, you know, like, it's not just the Colts odds, right? You know, the Colts division odds, conference odds, Super Bowl odds. This affects everybody in their division.
Correct.
And, I mean, there's a bet on FanDuel, other books all over that, you know, has a division bet. Tennessee to win the division is like minus 110. And that's a head-to-head, basically, against the Colts, right? Because Jacksonville, let's be honest, they ain't winning the division.
No.
And Houston, who knows what's going on down in Houston? I mean, I just got off another show based in Houston. They said they're standing on the sidelines in Houston chanting, "We want Deshaun." What? I mean, how is that possible? So you can take Tennessee minus 110 head-to-head basically against the Colts to win the division. I don't know if the Colts are going to win a division or not, but I know people are not going to bet them now.
No.
Season wins had to be adjusted, all that stuff. So that's the story of the day, along with, you know, Big Jer Jones said it's David versus Goliath.
He did.
He said that opening night. I said, Jer, the line's 6.5, bro. I mean, that's no David versus Goliath.
No, it's not.
It's less than a touchdown.
Yeah, and hey, while you were talking, that Titans division went to minus 120. So there's some, but they, I mean, minus 120, it was a coin flip, I think, before the Wentz injury, because you had no idea if Carson Wentz was going to be good or not anyways. Now, maybe if he's out 5 weeks, and that's week two of the season, or it's 12 weeks and he comes back week seven of the season, whatever it is, I mean, you got to like the Titans' chances here.
Oh, for sure. Somebody moved that line to minus 120 while we were talking. Is Met in the back betting that? who's in the back betting that thing? That's pretty strong.
Did you take the Titans, Paul?
I took the Titans at plus money, actually. My bad. I took the Titans at plus money a while ago, and now I'm pumped with the Carson Wentz news. It makes me look great.
You know what? Hey, the kid is a sharp.
He's all over it. He's all over it. I mean, you got to pay attention to the numbers, right? We tell people all the time, the game's still got to win, but at least if you're making the right bets and getting the right numbers, I mean, you give yourself a shot, right? That's part of the battle.
You and
but you got to be careful betting in soccer, boys. Did you watch?
Wait! Did you?
I texted you. That was an absolute lock.
Did you not go?
No.
You been to the stadium yet?
A lot of things going on at the Consig House. Going to the soccer game was not an option yesterday. But no, Gumpy texted me. He gave it to me. You know,
did you take it?
It's crazy. You got to bet that 90-minute result, or you got to bet the lift the trophy thing. And Gump, we got to educate the people on the footy, because that when people come to the counter after the game holding that USA ticket,
yeah.
And they go, well, yeah, I won. Well, no, you didn't, because it wasn't the 90 minutes in injury time. What does that mean? Doesn't say that. What does on here, small well, you didn't tell me. Well, you didn't ask. Like, the discussions suck.
Yeah, it's terrible. I got a lot of tweets last night. People with USA Moneyline who lost. I was like, man, I fucking said right in the tweet to lift the cup, to lift the cup. That's what you had to do. I'm sorry.
Is there any other bets like that that people get confused on often?
The only really other one that's consistent is the baseball rainout rule. So you rain out a game in the top of the sixth with the visiting team leading, you know, 5-3, but they were trailing 3-2 after five. For betting purposes, it goes back to the last completed inning. So it's a disaster because they come in and they're like, no, on a game, they're not making it up. It went final was 6-3. No, for betting purposes, it was 3-2. The home team won, you know, the first five, stayed under, not over. Like, there's it's so many different things, but there's nothing, I don't think, more confusing than the soccer rule. Like, it has been one of those things where, I mean, I joked about it, I tweeted about it before the game. You know, everyone in the books at work in person are like, I don't care what happens, just end in 90 minutes plus injury time. Don't let this thing get to extra time. Because you try to explain it and people go, yeah. And they just, you know, they're just coming in from the pool. Or they've been out in the sun too long, they ain't listening. And they get the ticket and put it in their pocket. Yeah, I got it. Okay, you sure? Yeah. And then they come back with that USA Moneyline ticket, and they're just like, man, this is bullshit.
Well, that's why USA Double Chance was beautiful, because as soon as it went into extra time, that's a winner, right? That was, I mean, you can find a ways to kind of double down in those games like that.
Well, explain the double chance to people that don't know, because that they don't even do that in Vegas, Gump.
Oh, right. So double chance is basically if they are tied or winning, you win your bet. There's also draw no bet, which you can get better value on. Like USA was like plus 200 draw no bet, so it would have been a push that it went to extra time. But I do a lot of draw no bet on other games.
The double chance was my big thing during the Euros. That's the best. Yeah. How come Vegas is so strict on what they offer?
It's a lot of the first thing foremost is one, it's the software. It's just not easy to get the new, most updated software. So a lot of the systems don't do what a lot of the new systems do. I mean, when they're new in a new state, they get the best stuff. Betting's been going on in Vegas for, you know, 70 years. It's not real prone to change. And then two, it's a staffing issue. A lot of times, you know, summertime, everybody's ramping up for football. People are taking vacations. You got, you know, maybe one or two guys actually manning stuff or putting stuff up and then having to watch it. So they go, all right, well, we're not going to do that much handle on it. Let's not offer as much. Yeah. So it's a catch 22, Tone, but it's I mean, it's changing everywhere else. It's a huge thing in Europe, and they're bringing it over here. And I mean, when you watch the soccer games, sometimes it's fun to have all these different bets rather than just one bet.
Hey, are you and Morenci still hammering Olympics or no?
Man, he's crazy. I mean, he's betting. He bets everything.
Literally and figuratively.
Well, yeah, both, actually, yeah. But no, he's all over it. And he gets deep into, like, the rowing. And, you know, he'll give me some shooting angle or some other shit. I'm like, dude, what are you even doing? The schedule for me is rough. Being out west with this thing.
Oh, yeah.
The time zone for me is I'm trying to make a point to watch more of it. But it's been a little bit difficult. But I'll tell you what, he's got some angles on some stuff, and it has won. So he's up watching that thing on the CBC in Canada. I guess their coverage is just like never ending, and it's not like Peacock and all these different streaming things. Like, it's on CBC, you can watch all the stuff. So he loves it. We're talking about it every day.
He gave us an angle on a Japanese swimmer that he was going to come back and have redemption because he cheated on his wife, and he was an outcast in the community. I mean, he did get bronze, so, but he didn't get the gold. But yeah, Morenci's got some angles. He's got some angles.
I used to call the guys in the book that had all the angles a protractor. This guy's a protractor. He got all the angles. So, I mean, I don't know if the protractor's big enough to even call game, because he got every angle. He is all over the board. Keeping up with him every day, it's a lot of fun. But, man, he is nuts.
Hey, tell people where they can find you, Paul.
So, every day on Sports Grid and Sirius XM from 7 to 10 Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific, Sirius XM channel 204. I also do this podcast every week called Cash Considerations, which both of you guys have been on.
Hell yeah.
I got to get Matt, the young Jedi here, genius, to find time to get the kid on.
That'd be hilarious.
We have a guest on, and we talk about sports and gambling and Vegas and, you know, all that stuff. And then I got this other thing. I do this Get a Grip podcast where we talk about the business of betting, where it's not picks at all. It's about, like, you know, what states are going, you know, next or all that kind of stuff. So maybe a little boring to some of the audience that just want the picks, but it's also a great way to, like, get some more education and all this stuff.
Speaking of the business side, I've been listening recently and I've been following along. Circa's doing two NFL contests, a pick five games a week contest, and also a Survivor contest. And they put up a fuck ton of money for the winners of that this year. And I know they may have an overlay. Is that big news out there out in Vegas right now?
It's crazy because we were just talking this weekend. I was just there yesterday, and you know, Derek's out everywhere doing shows, talking about it, talking to me about doing stuff about it. And, you know, if you don't get, he guaranteed so much money in the pot.
Correct.
And if he doesn't get that much money in the pot, that's an overlay, meaning you're going to get value that you can't get anywhere else in a contest. And it's real easy. All you got to do is pick five games a week against the spread. You pick the most winners. You win a guaranteed $1 million minimum, depending on what the pot is.
Yeah.
And then the Survivor thing is genius. The Survivor thing, you pick one game a week, no spread. Just pick a winner. You just can't use that team again going forward. And, hey, Tony, listen, the neighborhood, email, you know, everybody been doing this back home for 50 years. I mean, there's been a lot of people we know that are doing these contests.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and now you can do it here. So, I mean, like, if you come to Vegas and you sign up, take your shot. Big news, overlay. Every day they're talking about this overlay.
So are you
hopefully
in?
People are coming and going to be able to.
Are you getting in at all?
What's that?
Are you going to get in at all?
Oh, yeah. We do this every year. I've come so close. They give quarterly prizes. Last year I went 15-5. Of course, the winner went 17-3. That was only $100,000. I could have used that.
God damn.
You know, and then one year in the Westgate contest, I did that too. I finished. They paid the top 30 spots. I finished 31st. I picked 62% on the season, boys.
Pretty good.
One of the best years I ever had.
It's pretty
good.
What
did I get? Nah. Stu Gotts. I got shit. And attaboy. It's crazy.
What was I going to say? I can't remember what I was going to say. Something about that. Anyways, hey, can't thank you enough. We'll see you. We'll talk to you soon, okay, Paul?
You guys are the best. Hammer.
Yeah. Ah. Have a good week, Dave. Good guy.
Good stuff.
Maybe we should split it because it's a $1,000 entry.
I'm in.
The only issue is you have to be in Vegas to sign up.
I'm in.
Mate, you going on the podcast or what?
Oh, yeah, I'd go on. Atta I like doing stories and stuff.
Atta boy.
Atta baby.
Yeah. You'd be fucking electric.
Yeah. The first time I actually ever gave out picks was for one of these contests, like a pick a team once a week thing. It was for my grandmother at work, and I think I won her like 7K or something. I think I got candy out of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I wanted to talk about. There'd always be a group of dudes in the office. He'd be like, hey, I know a guy who does a Survivor pool. It's like $300 to enter. You want to get, every single time.
Yeah, you have to.
We kind of did a Mickey Mouse Survivor here last year on this show.
Yeah, it was good.
I was thinking we should figure out something for the office. Maybe the boys have to pick five a week. We crown a something.
Top dog.
Yeah.
Let it eat.
Maybe we'll go in with Dave. We'll get in the contest together.
I would like to do that.
All right, let's dive into some MLB. Cool with that?
Yes, sir.
Not a lot of games tonight.
Nah.
There's one going right now. Motherfucker.
Jay's up?
No. Cleveland baseball team went up 2-0 as soon as I put the fucking bet in. Fucking Mickey Mouse sometimes, dude.
Robbie Ray.
Unbelievable.
We'll have those games, my friend.
So, yeah, it's 2-0.
They'll come back. That Jays lineup is absurd. 2-0
Cleveland Guardians right now.
Cleveland baseball team.
Phillies at Washington.
Yeah.
You're on this?
Yeah.
You on the same side as me?
What do you got?
Phillies.
Yeah, Phillies plus a half because they have something to play for. That's
the. Oh, you're going with plus a half.
Yeah, they're plus a half minus 160 this morning. I would take the money line as well.
So I got them at. I had to get them first half money line minus 106, even though the Nationals were minus 112 first five. Phillies were minus a half when I was looking at it, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I would take Phillies money line here too. Just yeah, I mean
the Nats to play sold for. Off almost everything.
Yep.
Josiah Gray is going for them. He has two starts in his career, I believe, and has given up four earned runs and two earned runs. On the other side, this was a side that I wasn't thrilled about.
Yeah.
We don't have a starter starting.
The opener.
We have an opener.
Yeah.
It's Ranger Suarez, who is actually he's good at what he does. Rarely gives up any runs. But we're going to go with a team that's...
I mean, these are the type of bets you got to make now at this point. You know, you got to go against the teams that have traded all half their lineup away.
Yankees are going against Baltimore. Jorge Lopez versus Andrew Haney. I talked about it. I don't want to lay that amount of money with Haney.
I'm good. I'll see how Haney does in his first start.
Tyler McGill is going for the Mets. We don't know who's going for Marlins yesterday, so it's risky. But we are both blindly taking the Mets here.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I got them first half result plus 100, and you got them
minus 140 money line.
That's not bad at all.
No, sir.
Here we go. Mariners at the Rays. Flexen versus Waka. Shit. You're saying Flexen's getting 1.5 right now?
I mean, I would take Flexen plus a half. I would take this, Tony, but you're going to give me Chris Flexen plus 1.5. He was brutal his last time out.
Yep.
I expect him to bounce back. Waka has been better lately.
Yes, he has.
But, I mean, Flexen getting plus 1.5, I will never turn that down.
Let me see if he's still getting that, because if he is, I'm going to take it with you.
It was a good number, too.
Ah, fuck. He isn't as good on the road. That's why I hesitate.
Yeah.
I
mean, maybe Rays just swept the Sox, maybe a little bit of a, you know.
So he's got a 2.6 home, 5.9 away.
Oof. That ain't good.
I think that's why I stayed away earlier, and that's why I'm going to continue to stay away, even though the plus 1.5, you're probably...
I have to.
Sometimes you have to do it.
Yeah.
LA, the Angels at Texas, undecided versus Dane Dunning. We don't know who's going for the Angels yet. It was up on the board earlier.
Yeah, they took it off.
Yeah. You could have got Rangers at like plus 130 or something like that. But the first five line wasn't up, so I didn't want to take the full game. So we'll just have to see what's going on with that one. And then the huge line. Pirates at Milwaukee, Bryce Wilson versus Eric Lahr.
Yeah.
You laying something here?
I'm laying minus half with the Brewers.
Okay.
I mean, this is something we're going to have to start doing. Bryce Wilson usually goes, what, 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Lauer, 3.78 ERA and has been good. So, yeah, I'll lay minus half with the Brewers, who are very hot right now.
Giants are minus 210 favorites on the road. DeSclafani's going versus Widener. DeSclafani's been falling off a little bit.
So, Widener's last two, 8 1/3, 10 earned.
Jesus.
DeSclafani, he actually hasn't been that bad. The Dodgers just absolutely destroy him.
Yes, they do.
Every time he goes against the Dodgers. Everybody else, he's been fine. I'll lay the minus a half with the Giants here too, Tony.
Okay.
This is a classic, just fucking when you're hot, just bet the board and hope it keeps on going.
Yeah, so him against the Dodgers, he has a 9.43 ERA.
Yeah, he's terrible against the Dodgers. Everybody else, he's been good. Widener's been awful lately.
And so. He's actually got a 2.5 away split. He's better on the road. That's not a bad little bet there.
I like it.
What can I get if I lay a half with the Giants right now? They're minus 196 first five money line. If I'm laying the half, got to lay 1.5.
Oh, you're in the minus 1.5?
Plus 116 if you lay 1.5.
Not that confident.
Nope.
No, thank you.
Nope, me either. Probably going to stay away from that one.
Yeah, maybe just take a money line, throw it in a parlay if you like it.
The boost we talked about. Oh, Bryce Harper to get a hit, his first plate appearance.
I would take, it's not a boost.
I don't like doing that.
No, not a boost, but Rizzo to hit a bomb in Yankee Stadium.
Call it a Mickey Mouse parlay.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Rizzo is mashing for the Yanks. Bound to hit one tonight in that stadium.
Gallo, Judge, Rizzo, and Stanton all to hit a home run.
I wouldn't go that far.
Plus 20,000. every once in a while, you just go, hey, throw your money away.
Yeah, but I would definitely take Rizzo to hit one tonight for sure.
I know there's a league. Oh,
yeah.
This weekend. Do you have anything yet, or you want to hold off on it? Or
I'm looking at a few. Lil right now is minus 140 money line. I would jump on that now.
Okay.
And then
Lil, you're going back to the well.
Lil beat PSG in the so in France, it's like when the team who won the league and the team who won the cup play. So they beat PSG. It was the first time they've ever won that cup. So they're coming back. It's basically the same squad as last year. So minus 140 money line on them to start the season.
Somebody was going, it was a lesser team in the EPL, and they played well this weekend. Does that jog your mind? I saw it all over the internet. Fucking EPL Twitter was.
Oh, did QPR beat somebody?
I think it was.
They beat Leicester, maybe?
I can't remember. I didn't pay enough attention.
I mean, Kane didn't show up today.
Is he going to City?
For what, 130?
I don't know. Hey, Connor's heading back to the phone lines right now if we want to fill him up one time. 1-833-462-2333. Yeah. 1-833. Oh, it's right there. 1-833-462-2333. 1-833-462-2333. Connor just walked back, so if you want to call, we can fill up the lines right now and go through these before we end the show. Nigel said he'll come on next week.
Yeah, because he has that subscription service. See, people don't like when they pay for something and you give out the picks before they get them.
Makes complete sense.
I mean, I am not going to argue with that.
Makes complete sense. When are you doing a service for Footy Plus?
Nah, that's not... I won't do that.
Okay.
I got enough pressure already. I don't need to charge people.
Tonight, we got the 400-meter hurdles. Dos Santos, I'm hearing about. Just hearing something about it. Men's shot put, Krauser. Minus 430 there. You're not getting any fucking any value there.
Nah, throw him in a parlay, though.
USA, -12.5.
Yep. Right there.
Slovenia's
going for gold, baby.
Sweden win the other semifinal for the women's soccer. So it's Sweden-Canada on Thursday.
Who cares?
Whoa.
I kind of thought my mic was off. I am very upset that the women's national team
you
lost.
Say that stuff back there with your mic off?
So what, you just say who cares because you lost, Mitt. Dude?
Yeah, I'm upset about that. I actually cheer for that team. It's the only soccer team I really care about.
Fucking
so.
Mitt, dude.
Maybe you should have been up at 4 a.m. rooting
Sweden
them on.
Sweden and Canada, yeah.
Who's the favorite there?
Sweden's minus 295.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go down swinging, my friend.
Brazil to win... gold is +155. Spain's the favorite, +120.
Nah. Spain ain't it, dude.
You still like Brazil?
Yeah, absolutely.
They still playing that kid every night. He hasn't had an off night in forever.
Pedri?
Spain. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's dead. He's been running on fumes since the Euros ended. They just keep trotting him out there.
All right, let's take some calls before we get out of here. Rocky from Oregon, what do you got?
Hey, boys, how's it going?
How you doing, Hamilton?
Hey, I just want to give you guys a shout-out. I've called in a few times. I've asked you guys some questions and tips, but I want to thank you guys. You guys have changed my life pretty significantly in the last 9 months with putting down some confident bets.
Okay, Rocky.
Educating me whether they're winning or losing bets. I take away some knowledge on it.
I appreciate you,
Rocky. Only had it legal here for like 2 years, so no FanDuel, just our own dumb app, but I appreciate everything you guys do. It's thank been you. Awesome, and I'm a massive fan, so thank you.
Thank you, Rocky. We appreciate you, Rocky. That. Thank you. That's what we try to do.
It's a good lad.
Rocky's they might not always best. Win, but, you know, we've got reasoning behind it.
We are trying. We are always trying to win. Promise that we're is trying. Part of it.
Cooper, what do you got?
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm taking Team USA and Slovenia to each win tonight by 15+. It's boosted to +450. And then I also had a question for you guys. So you guys know how, like, with COVID this year for the NFL, they have, like, the forfeit thing?
Yeah.
What happens if we take the spread?
Void.
It'll just be voided. You'll get your money back.
Even if you bet money line, it will be void.
Yeah, it'll be void. Just like if it's a baseball and it's a rainout or whatever, it's void. So he did both Slovenia and U.S. to win by 15+. U.S. is, what, 12.5 point favorites, Mitt?
Yeah, and I think Slovenia's 16. Like 15.5. Yeah,
they're 16. So Slovenia just has to cover against Germany, and then the U.S. has to cover plus +3 versus Spain. It's not terrible.
I like that one. It was boosted from 350 to 450. I do like that. I think I'm going to end up throwing it. What I don't like is I don't like the Kevin Durant, Damon Lillard 40+. I don't think Kevin Durant's got it. Ain't got it in the tank. All right. It's not his team.
So here you go.
Damon Lillard's team.
You said this the other day, and then he came out and absolutely led them in scoring by a far margin the next game.
Yeah, I
but
know.
You're, he but you're heard still me. Fucking.
Well, he hears everything on the internet. He heard me, obviously, and then came out and did what he did. He had to shut me up. Now I think he might have to do it again and actually get a gold medal for this team, because if it's Kevin Durant's team, we could lose this game.
It's his team.
No, it's not. Damian Lillard's team.
Kevin Durant's best player in the world.
That's not true.
Mute his mic, Jay. Jay from the Berg, what do you got?
Mute myself.
Oh, what's up, man? First off, I'd like to say thank you, Gump, for a good weekend.
Thank you,
Gump.
Thank
you. Killer, man.
Appreciate it, yeah, boss.
You gave me some extra money to fucking throw in that roulette and fucking brought $15 up to $821. Pretty
Let's
crazy.
Go, okay.
Dude, I got kind of fucked up. I was betting +0, and the fucking dealer was like joking on me for betting it for an hour, and then my bet got rejected and it hit, and the dealer's like, whoa. I was like, fuck.
Where were you at?
In my house on the Wi-Fi. That's the fucked up thing. So I don't know. I had to send some emails out. I'm waiting on a call back here. Fucking contact back.
Dude, you're playing online roulette?
Yeah, the live dealer one on FanDuel.
You might as well be playing Russian roulette.
You're wild, man, dude.
$15 up to 100 or 821, man. That's pretty damn good.
Wait, they got live dealers online that are fucking dogging you?
There's a FanDuel one.
Yeah, man. Oh, they chat. That. You can text them on the chat and they fucking answer you back and shit. So it's like
that's awesome.
Legit shit.
That's awesome.
Fucking sweet.
Hey, congrats on your wins this weekend, man.
Hell yeah, let's go Brewers tonight. I mean,
whoa.
I hate to go against the Pirates, being from Pittsburgh, but, dude, they fucking got rid of Rich Rod. And to tell you the truth, I followed the Red Sox over there with Wakefield back in, like, 94, 95. So
let's go Wake.
Red Sox for a while.
You talking about Wakefield?
So
legend.
All right, let's have a day, boys.
Hey, what part of the Berg are you from, Jay?
Actually, I went to fucking Regency Elementary School out in Plum. Till second grade. Now I'm out by Cranberry. So
shout out.
Just north Cranberry, but all right, shout out.
Thank you, Jay.
Regency is one of the elementary schools in our school district.
So Cranberry.
I think Nick went there. It's a Mickey Mouse elementary school. I'm not saying Jay is like this.
Sounds like that's
not saying Jay from the Berg is like this. Regency had a lot of sketchy humans.
What do you mean, Jay?
Jay.
Some degenerates over there.
Yeah. Hey.
Not you. No, I'm not saying, we're not saying gambling degenerates.
No, just life.
Pretty sure Jay's whole car crew was from Regency, probably.
Probably, yeah.
All right, let's go over what we got tonight. I got Phillies first half money line -106. Mets first half result +100. Oh, I forgot I have this bet. Under 5.5 in Pirates and Brewers. Forgot that I had that. Brewers, I figured Lahr would shut the Pirates down.
Lahr.
And then Bryce Wilson, actually.
Not too shabby.
He's gone 6 2/3, gave up 1-6 and gave up 2 in his last two starts. I figured I'd roll the ball out there and see what happens.
Fair play.
Also got tonight the Mickey Mouse parlay for every Yankee to hit a home run.
There you go.
The boost that's definitely not going to hit. And I took... Where's that guy at, Mitt? Allison Dos Santos to win the 400-meter hurdle, the 400-meter hurdles.
Junior Dos Santos.
You, what do you got?
All first five, Phillies +0.5. Mariners +1.5, Mets money line, Brewers -0.5, Giants -0.5.
Beautiful. Mitt, what do you got?
I got the USA Olympic parlay. Let's go. We got Ryan Krauser to win the shot put. Obviously, he's going to do that. And then we got USA -12 against Spain. Basketball.
Hey, baby Mitt.
Thank you, Mitt.
Hey, baby Mitt.
Do we forget anything? You know what? This fucking chat, too, dude.
What happened?
Chat saying that we didn't hit the UFC boost this week.
That's not true.
Got news for you, chat.
Never miss.
Never miss.
Till this day.
My FanDuel account says otherwise.
Yeah.
Winners over here.
Winners over here.
Winners over here.
This show's never missed a UFC boost.
UFC.
See. Tell you what. I got the Titans as a division winner at plus 120 as well, Mitt. I'm just looking back now.
Yeah, we did actually talk about that on this show. And me and I didn't trust
Carson.
It.
Whether he's hurt or not, I didn't trust Carson.
What are you going to do when Big Richard rolls in?
I also have, this is like one that I was like taking dogs. I got the Patriots to win their division.
Don't hate that.
Browns, Titans, Giants, and Bucks. Bucks are not a dog.
Giants, yeah.
What did you take the Bucks at?
Minus 175.
I feel like they would be like 200. Feel like
that's not a bad number.
That, to hammer that, like that's something to put
a lot of money.
Yeah.
1750 to win 1,000.
Yeah, that's very good.
Let me see what they're at right now.
You got to be up to minus 200 with the Saints getting rid of everybody.
Outright. They're up to minus 195.
Yeah, Winston coming out and saying he's taken like 3 reps in the last year.
Well, he's not anymore, dude. But no, I took the Saints under as soon as the Michael Thomas news came out.
Yeah. Sean Payton got a job to do, my friend. Good luck out there.
He's been there a lot of years, too.
Yeah.
Have fun with that defense.
Is that fire still burning?
About to find out.
All right. Rollovers at
1,000?
1,250?
1,250?
We'll tweet it out.
Yeah. I think it might be at 1,250 now.
Oh, shit.
Hmm.
Nothing. Can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. We will be back tomorrow, 15 minutes after Pat's show. Got another guest. Got some more NFL football, more MLB. Don't know if Olympics are still going on or not.
Yeah, they're going on until the end of this week, sadly.
We'll be back tomorrow. Can't thank you guys enough. Good luck.
God bless.
God bless. And hammer.
Dad.